This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Dakotans, your congressman will be here exactly 60 minutes from right now. What questions do you have for him? Get them in right now, and we'll go to town getting answers. Is it, can you stop the madness? Gitmo is closing. What is going on? Are we fighting a war on terror or not? Is it, what the heck happens if Donald Trump is president of the United States? Is it, what in the world are we going to do if President Obama puts up a Supreme Court nominee? I'm thinking of questions, but you're the ones that are better equipped to come up with the questions you'd like Congressman Cramer to answer. He is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall that next hour, and we welcome your questions now on any and all topics, and next hour specifically for Congressman Kevin Cramer. So if you'd like to get those in, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you ready to put this in your speed dial today, in your favorites? Jot this down, put it on the fridge, because I'll be the happy guy when I don't have to read it once, because you just remember the number to weigh in and tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. When you call that, press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you call 855-200-1776, same thing. So either one of those numbers, put them in your speed dial, and when we're live on the air, 2 gets right to us. But always, 24-7, at 855-200-1776. The second we answer, press 1, and you'll get a chance to leave your message. And you can get your questions in for Congressman Kevin Cramer today. We love it when you give an opportunity to do that. And while you're thinking that way, if you have questions for any of the candidates for governor in North Dakota, we'll have some opportunities to present your direct questions to them. Wednesday, a candidate forum, Valley News Live is hosting, and they have asked me to co-host. Looking forward to that. And then on Thursday the 3rd, at the Bell in Bismarck, a debate sanctioned by the Republican Party in North Dakota, televised statewide. Going to be fantastic. Looking forward to that. All three candidates. But if you'd like to get your questions in for them, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and then you ask the questions. I'd be the happiest guy in the world if I didn't have to think of one question, because they came from folks that want answers in our audience. And that's what we're here to do, is to serve you. Okay? When I ask a question, I'm trying to think, based on the calls I've received to the program, what are people most interested in? What concerns them about this issue? That's what I do. But if you just ask the questions yourself, it's all the better. All right. Going to crank up another hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you on Wednesdays by North Dakota Oil Can. Find out more about North Dakota Oil Can online at the website they have, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I'm a big fan of theirs on Facebook. I like them, and I'm regularly checking out their feed on Facebook. That Battle of the Bakken blood drive is going on right now. That goes through March 11th. So take that in. They have details on a public meeting that is happening on March the 3rd. Looks like this one is in Dickinson for an explanation of the proposed rules on venting and flaring on public lands in BLM public meeting. See, those are the things you find out about. So check it out, NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. With me always is Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, who is about to embark on a little vacation, so we need to savor these last couple of days with Todd on the program before he goes on vacation. Are you hitting the tanning bed so you're ready for your...
Well, I figure I'll get tanned down there, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, some people do the tanning bed in preparation, see, so they can get a nice rich tan that lasts. Right. I guess that's how they do it. I never find
the guy. I strike you as the kind of guy that would... First of all, do they have tanning beds my size? Second of all, do I strike you as the kind of guy that pre-tans?
Yeah. Well, doesn't he, Manny?
Happens.
Doesn't Todd seem like the, you know, Yeah. Pre-tan kind of guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I am.
Yeah, I thought you guys knew me.
Two of us have spoken on that very point.
Majority rules.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
As far as anybody on the radio can tell, I'm already tan.
Couple things on my mind. First of all, programming notes. Ed Schaefer tomorrow, interim president of the University of North Dakota. We're also going to talk with a gentleman who is a math teacher at the Four Winds High School in Fort Todd. And actually, I hear he's not being much of a gentleman at some of these Republican gatherings, which is unfortunate. I understand that he has a different opinion than our current superintendent of public instruction regarding Common Core. But we could still be a gentleman. So I'm going to first ask him about that and see if my stories are correct on that. But I'd like to know more specifically about what he would do differently in the way of Common Core, which does concern a lot of folks. Chris Ann Hall, a constitutional attorney for Freedom Friday, on Friday will be here on the program. Also, don't forget the candidate forum in Fargo, Doug Burgum and Rick Becker participating in that. That'll be broadcast on KX4 and also Valley News Live's website, and we will do it as well here on AM 1100. In fact, the flag, you can check that out as well. KFIRE will not be covering the debates because of what's happening March 2nd and 3rd. Come on, folks. Are you kidding me? We have some exciting tournaments to take in, don't we, Todd? So,
amen, brother.
Exactly right. And then the debate, as I mentioned, televised as well. We'll have that also on AM 1100 on the 3rd. Okay, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550, studio at What's On Your Mind. Real quick, what's on my mind? Donald Trump and a big win in Nevada last night. The era of inevitability is setting in about Donald Trump. For all of you non-Donald Trump folks, do you see this as a bigger hill to climb every time one of these things happens, like Nevada? Or are you still optimistic? Love to hear from you. For you Trump fans, here's what I want to know. If Donald Trump runs the table, is the nominee, becomes president of the United States, what are you going to get as president of the United States? What most excites you about what you're going to get? And I'd like you to honestly answer this question. Do you really know what you're going to get? Do you have any idea what you're going to get? I think that anybody that answers that, yes, chapter and verse, he's going to be perfect, you don't know. We really don't know. Now, Donald Trump and his success are less about Donald Trump and what he's accomplished in this presidential race and more about the abysmal failure of everybody else in politics, at least nationally, in governing Washington, D.C., in my mind. Am I right or wrong? You tell me. Gitmo is closing. Does that worry you? It should, in my mind. It should. Does it make you mad? Does me. Can't believe it. And then, last thing I want to talk about, especially if you're in Norwich or Finnish or Germantown, Pleasant Lake, and Sykeston. We've heard from Sykeston before. We've heard from Norwich before. I'm not sure we've heard from Finnish, Germantown, or Pleasant Lake, but I want to hear from you. All right? Front page of the Bismarck Tribune today tells us the state is going to close 5 rest areas in those communities. It'll save them $70,000 in operational costs to do that. Now, if Norwich, Finnish, Germantown, Pleasant Lake, and Sykeston can get by without them, can the other 23 rest areas in the state be done away with? I'm just asking. Do we need rest stops? I understand there are functions that rest stops serve, but we have a lot of places we could do that. Do what, Scott? Oh, I don't know, sleep. Do that in a truck stop.
Okay. A rest area, right?
Yeah. What else could you do? What else could you do? Use the facilities. You could do that at a restaurant or a convenience store, right? So there's other places to do what we do there, no? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking as I read this, but I want your take on it, on what's on your mind. Kat in Minot wants to talk about something else. What's on your mind, Kat?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. many people that think Apple should comply with the court order to open up the terrorists' phones don't seem to understand the far-reaching issues. There's a lot more to this. Supposedly, they're saying they just want one phone opened up. But there are other ways to get the information from one phone without jeopardizing the privacy of the American people and others with these phones. And someone on one of your radio programs explained this. And it would be good if maybe sometimes you guys had the time to listen to some of those and you'd know what I was talking about. And I can't explain that. It would take too much time. But what the government wants will enable them to get into all phones under the guise of valid concerns. And some are saying that Bill Gates is supporting this. It might be good. But there is a long-standing history of animosity there where one company split into two and they became competitors. And maybe the government is paying Bill. I'm not saying the government is, but...
Yeah, you're saying maybe that's why Microsoft is disagreeing with Apple. I hear you. Look, I think Apple, you know, they call us having religious rights dangerous and aren't willing to do this. I have a big problem with Apple on this, but I hear your points, Kat. Appreciate the call.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway. We will meet the people. Phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Still hit the sinker, same in the summer time.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Oh, am I fired up? Our friends from MyPillow gave us a deal nobody else has, Todd, because so many of our fine What's On Your Mind listeners are buying pillows. And you may remember this was a short thing they did before Christmas, but now they said, your listeners only, the classic four-pack combo, where you get two classic pillows, go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. So you get like a four-pack for only, you get four pillows for less than $100. That's the deal. That's a savings of $160. Exactly right. Right. Remember the listener who bought that deal and told us, hey, they're great. I was stuck for 15 hours in the Minneapolis airport after the New Year. My go anywhere, my pillow saved my neck, gave me the rest I needed in the airport. Thanks for promoting a great American product. Good, good deal. And the 2-for-1 premium pillow deal is out there, too, if you want that. So we have deals at GoGo. You just call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Or at buypillow.com, promo code Scott. Really, 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 really good deal. All right, Bev and Rosa, what's on your mind, Bev?
Hi. I'm a little bit off topic here, but something that's really been eating at me is the mindset of this country lately towards our police officers. Monday's funeral was just an example of it. These police officers are being hunted, and we need to let them know in every way, not just Fargo, but in all of our communities, that we appreciate them and what they do and the risks that they take with their own lives. This Black Lives Matter is driving me nuts. It's like, if you don't break the law, you don't get harassed. And if somebody, if a cop tells you to put down, you know, what you've got in your hands or to lay on the ground, do it and you don't get shot. But to go out and hunt our cops is just insane. And it's just driving me crazy seeing every time you turn on the TV, another cop is getting killed. And if we can stand when they're getting gas and watch for them, if we can watch for them and any time, like if they're in a parking lot or anything like that to where they're out of their car, do it. Take the 5 extra minutes. And they need people watching out for them, too.
Very good point.
And then this Gitmo thing. Then this Gitmo thing. Obama has lost his freaking mind again. Congress, if I'm correct, he can't close Gitmo without congressional approval. And so hopefully, you know, he doesn't get it done because I don't want them suckers in my backyard. And I don't think many other people do. And then the nightmare of transporting them, that gives the opportunity to the terrorists to break them out and to free them or to attack. I mean, it's just stupid. Gitmo has a purpose. Leave it alone.
Good points, Bev. I wish you were, you know, Department of Defense or Secretary of State or something. We need more common sense like that. But good points. I appreciate it very much. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. And by the way, I said this yesterday, but we can't just have every day a little further away from the funeral of Officer Mosier, and then we just go back and forget. Right? We do really absolutely positively need to do exactly what you're saying. Stand up for them day after day after day after day. A Western Minnesota call from Matt on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Matt?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very good. Well, Rod, Trump supporter, I don't know if I have any real answers along this line, but I do hear people all the time say, well, you can't go with Trump because who knows what he'll do when he's in office. And my reply is, well, since I've been able to vote, you know what I mean, that's all we've ever had is people who campaign on X, Y, and Z, and then they get in and they turn out to be a bunch of turncoats. So I just say, you know, is it necessarily better to go with something that has repeatedly let us down, or is it better to go with something that, you know, there is no guarantee that he's going to get in and do everything that that he's, you know, promised. But I think it's a little bit of a cop-out to make it sound like business as usual is going to somehow deliver on that.
I've said this before. A friend of mine who's so well-connected in D.C. said, the way I view the political landscape, people want a revolutionary, and there's one in the race, and that's him. Mm-hmm. Now, revolutionary, right? I mean, and there's one in the race, and that's Trump, obviously. He's it. He's the only person who can be fairly called a revolutionary. Now, if you're a Trump fan, you see that as a good thing. Thank you. We need to, you know, we need to drain the swamp, right? If you're not, you see, oh, revolutionaries were the French Revolution. This could be bloody. You see, it can go both ways. But I think you've honestly assessed it. We don't know what we're going to get if, in fact, he's the nominee or the president. But it may be better than the alternative.
Well, and I think there's a lot of people out there who don't like Trump, but they would at least say they like what he's doing, just not how he's doing it. So the fact that he is in there upsetting a lot of people and calling out, you know, the fact that there's so much money in politics and so on and so forth, I think almost everyone can get behind that. It's just with his, you know, with the words he chooses and how he carries himself, it turns a lot of people off. But no, that was my main point, is just to say, well, you can't dog the guy because you say, well, he might get in office and do something other than what he said. And I, you know, I say, well, since I've been eligible to vote, that's all I've ever seen. So not fair to paint him like that. And
that's a fair point, Matt. It is. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the comments. Dave on the road, you're next.
Yeah, Scott, I had a question regarding this brokered convention discussion. If Trump comes in with the most delegates, wins that, how does that work? Or could the establishment bring, say, Bush out of the woods or something?
I don't know all the details, but I think, you know, it takes 1,200 delegates, right? So if he's not the 1,200 delegates and somebody else is at 800 and 900,000, it could be, you know, hey, I'm gonna switch to that person. So, you know, there's that. But it's a fair question because you're hearing the term brokered convention a lot more. But I've heard it in other races, and it doesn't come to be. Is that possible? Is that doable here? I'll make a note, and we'll get somebody that knows the chapter and verse and say, what are the scenarios? What could happen here? Although I have to say, in my mind, if it remains a five-person race, maybe a four after a couple of weeks here or whatever, that's still pretty tough. Trump is still getting... he's winning big, but he's not getting all the votes. I mean, there are more people voting against Trump, is what I'm trying to say, than are voting for him. A product of this many people in the race. And as long as that happens, the idea that it could be somebody else is possible until Trump gets to 1,200. If he gets to 1,200, it's over. Appreciate the call. Pat in Bismarck. We have two Pats from Bismarck calling. Pat 1 wanted to talk about the FBI and Apple. What's on your mind, Pat?
Well, I've got one of those phones, and I guess I haven't been listening to any news for the past few days, been kind of under the weather. But, you know, my view is if we wouldn't have these people in this country, we wouldn't have to lose another bit of our freedom and privacy to the FBI. You know, it's just one more for the
whole. So let me ask you this question, Pat. I mean, first of all, as I understand it, what Apple's being asked is to say, hey, get me the information off of this phone. Just, you know, here's the phone. You get the information off of it and tell me what it is. And they're still saying no. So, in other words, no harm, no foul to your phone. They're not giving out. Say that again?
I can kind of see that because once they create the key, then they're going to want that key. If they don't even create it.
Well, I think you look at that on a case-by-case basis. Here's my deal. If we can stop terrorism, stop terrorism. Stop terrorist attacks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Some farmers got zero ARC payments. Others got less than they should have. Were you paid the right amount? Go to fixthefarmsubsidy.com for details. Join Progressive Ag Law at free informational meetings in North Dakota, February 22nd through the 26th. Come to a meeting to learn how Progressive Ag Law will help you obtain the payments you are entitled to. The surveys failed, and the RMA and FSA differ. Farmers, let's get this right and prevent it from ever happening again. These meetings are free, and they are important to all farmers. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on a meeting near you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. This is Steve from Grafton, North Dakota. As far as Donald Trump, he's going to be a complete lame duck president. He has little to no support out of all of Congress, the House, the Senate, or the Supreme Court. He's going to be able to do absolutely nothing. But these people don't seem to understand that. Nobody likes Donald Trump besides people. He's just speaking, but he ain't ever going to get nothing done. Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, here's the deal, though. I don't think you were being sarcastic about the only people who like him are the people, because in my mind, the only thing that matters are the people. And lawmakers, elected leaders, are supposed to respond to us. That's people. And if we speak with a united voice, it puts the fear of the good Lord in every single member of Congress and the executive branch. So if I were a member of Congress, if I were a member of the, you know, bureaucracy or whatever, I would not dismiss Donald Trump coming in with, the force that he currently brings from a political sense, you know, because he'd have an army behind him. So, again, what would he do? Do you know what he would do as President of the United States? That's the question I asked today. I don't think we do know. And you're saying he'd be a disaster because the system would go against him. I don't think the system can go against him if the people are formed. Does that make any sense? Another Pat waiting to chat in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Pat?
Well, I want to respond to your question about what this country will get if they elect Donald Trump president. I'll tell you what they'll get. They'll get the shaft. And I speak from 40 years of teaching American government, and I teach at coach forensics for 40 years also. So I know about communication. I know about government. This guy is a scary figure. To me, he represents somebody who would be best as a barker at a carnival, because he barks a lot and he gets people's attention. And the only thing he represents is the anger and the frustration and possibly the fear of this of what's going on in this country and going on in the world itself. Harry Truman, all right, a well-respected American president, had this saying about Richard Nixon. Yeah, Richard Nixon, the only thing about him is that when he speaks, you don't know which end he's talking from. And believe me, that fits Donald Trump to a T. And I want you to know, before I came to this state, I lived in a state where I was a registered independent. I don't know who I'm voting for, but I will never, ever vote for Donald Trump. And if he gets elected president of this country, I'm heading north to Canada, because I cannot imagine him across the table from a world leader like Putin or whoever, because God only knows what he would say, because I don't think he realizes the damage that he does. There's a famous saying, a word is like an arrow. Once you release it, it can never return. And that fits that guy to a T.
Let me ask you something, Pat. Why do you think that he is as popular as he is? Why is he defying every political, you know, norm, if you will, and just running the tables to the degree that he is so far? What's going on here?
Well, what's going on here is that Americans are frustrated with our system of government. They are frustrated with the Obama administration because of this presidency and what he has done. He has done tremendous damage, all right, to our system. And he has taken the powers of the executive to an extreme. And that's what Trump represents, is he represents anger and frustration. And the old saying is this, that talk is cheap, and it is cheap. You can spew all kinds of things out. And there are so many people who have run for office, president on down, and have said that they're going to do something, they're going to change something, the old way's going to change that. You don't do that overnight.
So he's less of a success and more a product of the failure of the current system.
Exactly.
And if we actually want something fixed, wouldn't you want somebody to go in there and be a disruptor?
Well, that's what people say, okay, that you want somebody who will shake things up, who will be a disruptor, who will, you know, throw this left curve here and right ball there, and whatever the case may be itself. I don't think we got enough disruption. We've got enough frustration. We have enough problems in this country itself. I don't know who the solution is to it. I don't know if there's a candidate out there running that can solve the problems that we have and do what needs to get taken care of to fix things, to fix what has gone wrong in this country. But I know this much, that you judge a person by their actions and by their words. And what Donald Trump represents to me is he represents the lunatic fringe to me. He's way, way out there. And we need some common sense. We need some practical ideas. Again, I don't know who it is. I just know that if people are so naive to think Donald Trump is the solution to our problems, they are smoking the wrong stuff or drinking the wrong stuff, because he will not bring solutions to this country. He will be elected as a radical, in my feelings. He will represent frustration, all right? But will he get things done? I don't want to go there. I don't want to know what he's going to do. That's
crazy. Good insight. Thank you for that. And call again. All right, Tim disagrees. He says, good morning. In regard to the question about what would I get if Trump becomes president, maybe just me, but I can think of a lot of things we won't get that this president has done to practically ruin this wonderful country of ours. In other words, it would be better than Obama. Now, I don't know whether or not that's a low bar, but appreciate the call. Tom's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, may I make two quick comments, one on Gitmo, one on Donald?
Sure.
Okay, Donald, remember, I don't know how long you've been in North Dakota, but do you remember Jesse Ventura?
1984, I do, and I interviewed Jesse Ventura many, many times, yep.
Yes, and Donald's just a larger version of Jesse. He may be able to work
now here's where I would disagree with you there, and I've heard that analogy before. Jesse Ventura, by the way, was amusing, but he was, you know, a professional wrestler. Come on, what Donald Trump has done in the business world as an accomplishment. Look, he's done some things on television, and so did Ronald Reagan. So I'm not going to say that disqualifies him, but you can't compare the resumes of Donald Trump and Jesse Ventura fairly, in my mind.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. I meant only from being an independent versus a Republican or a Democrat. That was only where I was going with that.
But Trump is a Republican. He's declared he's going for the Republican nomination. I mean, I think he's has an independent streak to him, given his political, you know, history and who he's donated to before, without question. But in this race, he's a Republican, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. Quick thing on Gitmo. Would you think that this president is definitely not dumb? He was a constitutional, wasn't he a constitutional professor for a few years before he did a few other things?
Yep, Harvard Law Review, yeah. And yep, absolutely, yep. Smart dude.
And I guess where I was going with the terrorist thing, ultimately, if he releases them on the U.S. soil and if they if attack a major city, he has wanted to start his national police force. And that would be an opportune time. I'm not saying this will happen. I'm just saying he's made other promises that he wanted to get done before he got out, and that national police force was one of them.
So your worry is he brings them here and has a national police force to protect us from them, but yeah, maybe not. I let's hope not, yeah. Tom. Keep your radar up. For me, they can't come here. We're going to talk to Congressman Kramer about that next hour. They cannot come here, period. No doubt about it. Chad, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, two questions, or two comments. Number one, the guy before this one, as you can tell, he is pretty much a liberal. If you've never been in the real life where you've actually had to get a job out in the real public, you basically think like a liberal. The liberal thinking is basically that Donald Trump is a bad person. Donald Trump basically understands business, and he also understands the fact that the way we're going down the road is not the road we can go anymore. We have to change that. Number two, the question is to you, is that did you notice how the turnout for the Republican side was so high and the Democrat was so low? Do you think that people are just fed up that we do need a change? And the change of status quo with Marco Rubio is basically talk to both sides. A lot of people in Florida just not like that man. But the thing of it is, Cruz, they're trying to destroy because he is probably the only safest bet to the Constitution we got. However, he cannot be electable because of the fact that he does not have the horsepower. He'd be better off as the vice president. I'll chat to Alicia.
Yeah, I agree with you on the electability. There's a zillion things there to respond to, but I'll just say that that's what worries me about Ted Cruz. And, you know, I know this is... It's impossible to say, right? How do we really know who's electable and who isn't, and what dynamics will play out there? But and one argument against my argument is in Texas, Ted Cruz managed to do some pretty extraordinary things against the political class there, and win a race. So, but I think on a national race he'd be hated. The Trump factor is the media loves him; they absolutely love the guy. He's the reason he's doing as well as he is. So that helps in the general election, elect a Republican. Here's what I don't want, folks. I don't want Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders president of the United States. And I honestly believe any Republican would be better than that. When I go to pick one, I would pick, if I had to pick central casting, probably Marco Rubio, because I think he's electable, be the most able to beat. I think he brings some new people to the race, and I think he is on record solidly enough on the issues we care about that he'd be right there. Has made some mistakes in the past, the border stuff being one, flip-flopping there. I get that, but I'm willing to forgive and forget and trust that he got the message on that one. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. The air of inevitability is definitely setting in here. All right, Ed and Minot, Jeff and Jamestown, Bob and Grafton, others waiting. Emails, too, so stay tuned. For that and more coming up straight ahead. Here's a texter that says, I finally found something I disagree with Scott on. Well, it happens. He wants that iPhone unlocked for the FBI at all costs, regardless of whose freedom and liberty it steps on. No, I didn't say that. You unlock one iPhone, you unlock them all. That's not true. Come on, think, people. You're telling me we can't hand the phone to Apple and say, tell us what's on it? And not how you unlock it? Of course we can. That's what we should do. I don't like Apple for what they don't like, either.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA. Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He Dolls has it. Good folks like Don Gross, who heads up the distribution center in Bismarck that gets all those parts. So we can say Hedolls has it because the distribution center is, stocked with the parts you need. 69 SS Chevelle, by the way, his first car with a 396 in it. That nice or what? And it goes from the Chevelle to a Nova. I'm not sure that's an upgrade. But
depends on what's under the hood.
Yeah, the Chevelle.
You take
was
that Chevelle engine to put it in a Nova, your insurance costs less. Little trick there.
And you go just as fast, right?
Exactly. Also, maybe even faster. It's a lighter car.
Don also told me he had a 47 Ford that he worked on when he was younger. It was his grandfather's. Nobody could get it running. He tinkered and got it running. These are the kind of folks you find at Hedolls. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, they get the parts you need to the stores in a timely fashion. And a big, giant warehouse, about a whole block there, or by the Broadway Center in the Hedall's location, the retail location that you stopped at. Been with Hedall's 40 years. 40 years. Think about that. And you find them everywhere. So thanks, Don, for making sure Hedall's has it. The parts you need, great people too, great parts. Right there when you need them at Hedall's. All right, back to the phones here on the program. Let's see who has waited the longest. Ed Minot. What's on your mind, Ed?
A few days back, a crew from the Minot Air Force Base, the missile guys, they went to California to test fire a Minuteman missile, which was successful. That doesn't surprise me. Went 4,000 miles out of the Pacific Ocean and hit their target, this island. 4,000 miles, that's quite a ways, you know. So that's what this tells me, that from someplace here in the United States, we could fire one, which they have multiple warheads, up over the North Pole and end up over, let's say, North Korea, you know. So I wonder if those guys are watching what our capabilities are with these Minuteman drone missiles. Pretty impressive, a long ways.
Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on there. And by the way, nothing happens in North Korea without Iran's wink and nod, right?
That's right. Yep.
So there's another connection. The Iran, by the way, that we just said, let's lower those sanctions. And you go ahead and sell some oil. Yeah, go ahead for that. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, complicit in that abysmal decision. It's unbelievable. See, we stack all these things up, Gitmo, everything we talk about every day, and how in the world could Donald Trump not be an improvement on that? Now, for those of you that don't think he'd do well, he's going to do it. I would move to Canada. I'd get in there and say, get it done. And he's going to have an army of people behind supporting him to get it done to, you know, persuade Congress, fix this mess. I don't know. Ed, who are you for?
Donald Trump, I guess it's getting scarier and scarier because if it's getting, like, could actually happen. So, I mean, there's a lot of consequences. And I'm starting to think outside the box, you know, let's do something different, even if it's wrong.
Boy.
Let's just do something different if it's wrong now.
See, I think the same way. I really do. I mean, I go back and forth. You've heard me on the air do this. You have the heart pick. You have who you really want to see win because it's what you know. On the other hand, you're so mad about what's going on, you say, maybe a guy like that will tip over some tables. John emails, you ask Trump supporters what they will actually get if he's elected president. Why don't you ask the same of the other candidate supporters? Because if history is any example, almost every Republican that gets elected to Congress or Senate will say they will do this, and when they get elected, they go to Washington, they get comfortable, they go along with the Democrats abandoning the promises they made that got them elected in the first place. Since Trump is the ultimate anti-establishment candidate, I'm willing to take the chance he'll actually do what he says and shake things up. I do believe he will seal the border, rebuild the military, wipe out ISIS, stop the flow of refugees, appoint a conservative to the Supreme Court, and fill Gitmo to the brink with new terrorists. Those are the things that are the most important to me in this election cycle. Hope you're right, and love your enthusiasm. Jeff in Jamestown, what's next? You're on What's on Your Mind.
How many of these caucuses do we got to do before the two parties get it that people have had a gutful? How many more? Huh?
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I'm a Bernie Sanders guy, but he ain't going to make it because all her contacts and she's dug in. She's going to run him over. She's using the woman card. Not that I wouldn't vote for one, but she's going to beat him up with that. So I guess I got to vote for the Trumpster. Because how much worse off could we really get?
That's interesting. I wonder how many more Democrats.
Well, you know what? I'll give him credit. I ain't saying he's the smartest guy on the planet, but he's smart enough to hire people that know in a certain situation. I'll bet if Timothy Geithner came to work the day at the Treasury, if Trump hired him, he hadn't paid his taxes, he'd have been canned that day, and we'd have found somebody else that had their house in order, wouldn't we?
You know, right? I've heard that about Trump. He surrounds himself with smart people, good people, competent people, and, you know, again, every time he wins, he gets a little more what I would call presidential, where you get a little sense of, you know, that he understands the seriousness of this and who he'd put in place. So come on over from the dark side, Jeff. Come on over from the dark side. We'll happily take you. And if there's more folks out there that say no way, no how for Hillary, is that a plus? Again, because in my number one criteria in all this, it can't be one of them. It cannot be one of them. No question about it. I'm not going to get to Larry in Fargo until after the break, but he says, how'd the last only electable Republican do, Mitt Romney? Well, he didn't want to win the race.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our copayments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit fixthefarmsubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.